Even working here, you just you see a lot of different people, and I don't know what the word is. It bothers and upsets me when sometimes when people say, "Oh, it smells like homeless people," and I can't really say anything, but I almost want to say, "Well, where else are they going to go that they're allowed to go?" It's one of the few places that you can interact with everyone, and it's just, I think it's made me more tolerant. That's not the word I mean, but like, I'm like, it doesn't bother me that they're here.
My word is enriched.
Oh, yes.
You know, that I'm an enriched person for being open to diversity.
Yeah.
And some people really smell, and some people really try my patience.
Yes.
And the ones that I feel threatened, I really do stay away.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are just, you know, walking to a different drummer
mm-hmm.
and don't threaten me, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But just are trying to be a human being living with dignity.
And sometimes it just makes me sad if I don't see them often. And I'm like, oh, did something happen? And it also makes me sad about this area because I just found out the Salvation Army closed. Is it Salvation Army? On what's that street? McCall.
Oh, the shelter for men?
Yes, I think that closed.
Oh.
And then I found out the Waverly Hotel was just sold.
What?
I think. So that's going to be a condo.
No.
Yeah, so I'm just worried about what's going to happen here.
Wow, I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. So it's.
Do you know the Waverly? I didn't know this was going to come up in conversation. The Waverly was home to one of Canada's most important poets,
really?
Milton Acorn.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that? Oh, man, you got to research Milton.
No.
Milton was an undiagnosed schizophrenic. I heard that later in life.
Okay.
But when I worked as a teenager in the Toronto Workshop Productions mm-hmm. Theatre, Milton was best friends with the director, so
mm-hmm.
I remember Milton as clearly as I'm looking at you. Milton changed my life.